The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam.
Good morning.
I beat you into work,
but you
just
beat me.
Barely, just barely today. Linda fixes breakfast in the morning, and then my day goes straight to hell from right there, because then I get behind. As far as me, because then you get to the shower first,
yeah.
And then I start wandering around the house, and
yeah.
Even though you take less time in the shower than any person.
Too much information this morning on Wednesday. It's too much to hear right now.
You are in the shower, and you are out.
I'm trying to get on time, make room.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then make I stopped the on the way because somebody's bought that fabulous Victorian on our street, and they're remodeling it. I love it.
So you had to go
find out. It's been sitting there for, I just pulled a guy who was coming out, and I'm curious because it's been there for a long time, and it's just, it's
since
really,
1912.
Well, exactly, but since we've been there 17 years, it's just kind of, really gone down the hill. So it's nice to see that somebody's coming in and they're going to hand dowel those little, because it's a Victorian. So it has all those little, gingerbread stuff.
Gingerbread, yeah.
And so,
it's a beautiful home.
It's going to be a big undertaking.
It's a double lot.
And
they'll probably rent it out.
Probably.
And put 46 people in there.
Well, it's got 5 bedrooms inside and a carriage house on the outside. It is very nice. It's going to be beautiful.
It is.
And it just only improves our neighborhood, so I'm happy to hear about that. Now, today, if you are heading outside, we have an excessive heat watch. And today will be sunny and hot, and our highs will be around 99. Now, tonight, looks like we're going to have around 69, but we have 5 to 10 miles. Winds could get gusts up to 20 miles per hour. That's what's happening today with our overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow, calls for around 101. And about 5 to 7 south winds. And tomorrow night, it looks like we calmed down a little bit to 5 to 10 miles per hour of wind, overnight lows of 72. Now, Friday is our clear skies once again with our lows of around 77, but Friday day calls for 110. And as we know, we've heard this over and over about this excessive heat watch that we're going into those high digits of Saturday at 114. And Sunday at 112. So everything wilts, including yourself. So you must keep your head covered, sunblock on, hydrated. Animals and plants, food, anything like that. Make sure that there's shade and not left in the sun. And that's just, we always say that as well, because it's not that you would forget, but sometimes you just never know when you might leave a bag of groceries. Or yesterday I saw a gentleman walking with his dog, and I was like, oh, my God, it's 98 outside. Look at this dogway. And the gentleman finally moved the dog over to the grass because that light was long.
Put your hand on the on the sidewalk. And if you can't keep your hand there, your dog probably is going to be really uncomfortable. And if they got little short bellies right next to it, they're radiating like that.
Yeah, I just thought, well, right now that's like 100.
I do have
another
a point
paper.
About the
weather. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, they give senior and veteran discounts. It is a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
That the difference between Saturday day and Saturday evening is 36 degrees.
Mm.
Think about that. There's a 36 degree drop from the heat of the day to the coolest point. That's a lot.
Depending on where you live.
This really, the weather sucks, right? And we talked about this yesterday.
You just have to. What's the word you use in the Marines?
Embrace the suck.
Embrace
the when it sucks, embrace the suck. And you work through it, you work around it.
I think
it.
That's a t-shirt we need to wear in the heat.
Embrace the suck.
Okay. Hey, we got a special guest with us, a really good friend sitting in the studio that we admire.
And it was a surprise.
It's so wonderful to have you here today. And how about we go into introducing our friend?
This is, of course, the one and only Ted Bambino. and who is, he and his beautiful wife own Ultra Fencing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to kind of talk about that, but we're all going to talk about probably a few different things. But good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Great to be here.
You know what? It's the first time you've been here.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I will give this as a disclaimer that Ted is the is one of the leaders of the Reading Rodeo Association. Mm-hmm. Took me under his wing, if that's possible. And it's been such a great help to me. Got me in the program committee, which
well, I think
which may have had a dent in my no.
That's how you got to know each other, correct?
That's right. I've gotten to know many new people from the Reading Rodeo. Some of them I knew already.
Right.
And, you know, Baron and
But you get to work alongside them and saw them in a different light.
I tell you what, my admiration for the Reading Rodeo
Association. Yeah, we got a fantastic group of people. We do a lot.
We got to know you and your wife on a better level when we were in Las Vegas for the National
Finals
Rodeo. I always love to switch those words. And we were as a unit there, and I got to know you, and I thought, what nice people.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. We enjoy you guys, and we're excited to be part of your show today.
Like
you said, Carl, we'll probably talk about many things. Our business is utmost, and obviously our bread and butter, but rodeo is our livelihood, so we just enjoy it.
Yeah.
First
of all, let's talk about you, Ted.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about you. Are you a homegrown?
Well, I am. I was born and raised here in Reading, and I was born at Mercy Hospital, and all my boys were born at Mercy Hospital. My wife was born at Mercy Hospital. My wife's mom was born at Mercy Hospital. My wife's grandmother was born at Mercy. My wife is actually fifth generation Reading.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Our history goes back on her side a long ways, and then I was born here. The first of my family that migrated from McLeod down here with the Italian ancestries. But no, I went to local schools here, and I loved Reading. I worked for the Fitzpatrick family for 25 years in the soft drink industry, and I knew I was going to do that forever until life changed and the company sold, and I worked for corporate for a few years. We did move out of the area for 9 years, which was the best thing for us in a lot of ways, because one thing about us talking about the hot weather and everything this morning is you don't realize what a great area we live until you leave it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you being in the Marines, you know, leaving for doing your service, you don't realize it until you get back here and how great an area we really have. So,
well, that was one of the things, because I had job offers in other places. You know, I came back here, it's no secret, because Linda was here, and I had some pretty good job offers, but we decided that Reading is, neither one of us had set roots any time in our lives, but we decided to set it in Reading.
Right.
We've never looked back.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great area. We got a lot of things to offer anybody, you know, if you're a recreationalist or not. The heat is a good thing, for a lot of reasons. One is it keeps a lot of people away. You hear a lot of stories of people driving through Reading. Oh, I've been to Reading. I got gas there one time. It was like 140 degrees. I'd never lived there. So that's the good thing about it. So you keep a few people away with a few weeks a year of heat.
Yeah, yeah. So when we come back from this break, because we do have to take a break, let's find out your company?
Okay.
Like, I mean, was it in your family? I mean, I'd love to hear the history of family business, because we fell into radio, and here we are 17 years.
Yeah. Somehow it goes 17.
No, for me personally. No, and when I moved here, I got right into radio, so it's been 17 years for me. And I've never, you know, besides show business, I've never...
So
I'd love to hear, we love to hear the stories, and so do our listeners. They like to know the face of the business what you guys do.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by another local business, Cornerstone Community Bank, local board of directors. They've been open 16 years, just a little bit longer than we have, and they have been a success. They have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Not only are they just great bankers, but they also sponsor many local organizations, many events, and they pride themselves on their customer service. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're real happy with that. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, and the other at Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch there, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say brandy.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back.
Yeah. Are you distorting a little bit?
I was. Was I distorting a little
bit? Now you're better.
Was I turned up too much? Hey, it's 7:19 in the morning here on the 12th of July. And that's a portion of the show brought to you by another local business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I was minding my own business driving out to Palisadro, and a rock attacked my windshield through no fault of my own. In fact, I never even saw it. I just heard this bang, and this star-shaped chip came into my windshield.
Oh, is that a recent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why you were in there, because you've had one on the corner that's been there for...
Well, the one, the crack he fixed 15 years ago, and you still can't see it. But take it down to Jeff Worst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. fixes it. And he said, well, you got two others here. I'll fix those two. And he fixed all those. Very reasonable
great.
Price.
He's so
and
good.
He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Mm-hmm. He's just a great guy. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. And if you'd like, if you've got some nicks on your windshield now that it's hot, he's got tips too about, you know, what you don't do until you can get it down to his shop. Can make that small chip turn into a large crack, but he can fix cracks up to 24 inches in length. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Local business and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And another locally-owned business, we have the owner in here with us today, Ted Bambino from Ultra Fencing.
Mm-hmm. All
and
right.
We heard, and Ted's a homegrown guy, boy.
Yep,
and,
so is his wife, fifth generation.
Yeah. When he said that her grandmother had been born at Mercy Hospital.
Well, it wasn't actually Mercy. It was St. Clarion's over on Placer Street before Mercy was even built. But
okay.
It was the same Catholic family that started the hospital. Yeah.
Cool.
So
yeah.
Tell us about fencing and how you got into that.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of ironic. Like I said, I worked in the soft drink industry for a long time and I worked for the corporate Pepsi Corporation, and they wanted to move me out of Reading. And I had moved away and came back. And like I said, when you go away and you come back to Reading, it's something I didn't really want to do. My wife and I grew up here. Our family was here. So I had the opportunity from a friend that started a vinyl fabricating business. And vinyl was just getting in high gear. This month will be our 19th year. And
congratulations.
He didn't want to do it anymore, and it was kind of a small operation. So long story short, I bought this small vinyl fabricating company from him, and we used to buy truckloads of vinyl and fabricate it into fencing and sell it to contractors, homeowners alike, and developers. And then as you fast forward through, you know, the 2006, 2007, 2008, when our economy was going south on us, we broadened our wings and decided to get into all types of fencing. We just saw a huge opportunity there in the area to do something different. So not only did we do vinyl, which was our kind of bread and butter, and nobody else does that, we started getting into wood, chain link, iron, field fencing, and all sorts of other fencing. Again, we're very hybrid in our business as far as our products. We have a showroom. If you choose to use our products, you can come to our showroom on Crossroads Drive and see the products that you're going to be purchasing. We have a full crew that does the installations for you. And we just developed into, you know, kind of a different way of going about the fence industry. Usually, you know, guys don't have showrooms and whatnot. So we saw just a huge value in presenting our products to the people and giving them the opportunity to see it.
And the name of your company, once again, for our listeners.
Ultra Fencing.
Ultra Fencing. Okay.
And it's not just here in Reading. It's Shasta County. You've spread out.
Yes, we kind of cover Tehama, Shasta. We do a little Trinity. We do Eastern Shasta County, and we do quite a bit in Siskiyou County as well.
Mm-hmm. So you and I talked a little bit about this before the show started. People and cities are trying to fence off areas
right.
for safety
right.
and to keep trespassers out.
Yeah, and you see a lot of security fencing going up everywhere. We do a lot of home residential. We do mm-hmm. light commercial. The light commercial would be a lot of iron fencing now going up as opposed to the older chain link style.
Yeah.
These people have been, thieves have been crafty enough to know that you can get a chain link fence unwoven pretty quickly and access property. So the investment for a lot of these businesses in security places have been the iron fencing. A lot of storage facilities have gone to the iron fencing because, you know, they're pretty competitive in storage facilities in Reading, and the people that rent their storage places want to know that their products are going to be safe. And so they're investing in this iron fence and putting it around their whole entire properties. And it's quite an expensive endeavor, but it's needed, you know, to be secure, unfortunately. But that's just the nature of the world today.
It's getting, yeah, it's like that. And it's... you just see it. You see the city doing it. You see the feds doing it. Yeah. And yeah.
So roughly, how many kinds of fencing are common today?
Well, in the residential end, you go primarily. It's going to be wood and vinyl. The wood that we use, we only use high quality grade products. We don't use low grade products. So we're kind of on the upper end premium of the products that we sell. The vinyl fence that we sell, which is becoming more and more popular, is the colors. They've mastered the technology with this great heat that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So the vinyl withstands the UVs from the sun's rays. And so we're doing a lot of combination colors with the vinyl and residential. When you go into light commercial, we still do quite a bit of chain link because there is a need for it, and mm-hmm. the cost association with it is more doable. And we do iron. We do barbed wired field fence for ranches. We don't do a lot of ranches simply because the ranchers, quote unquote, if you're a rancher and you have property, you figure out how to do your own fence pretty quickly because usually your animals are running through it quite often. But the reality of it is field fencing is not that expensive, and you're paying for labor to have somebody do it. So ranchers figured that one out pretty quickly. But we're getting a lot of people moving into the area that have no idea that they just bought 10 acres and they got to fence it, and you tell them how much that's going to be, and it's a shocker for them.
Yeah, we talked about that before, mm-hmm. and like what when you see some of these beautiful fences, the white, they look like they're mm-hmm. wood, but they're really vinyl.
Correct.
But when you're talking about that, so I'm just curious how the product is. You've been in vinyl for a long time. How is it made?
It's actually a polycarbonate. It's the same. It's a PVC material.
Okay.
The difference between the PVC that we know in like water pipe is it has stabilizers. It's got acrylics in it. It's got titanium dioxide in it, and all of those materials combined protect it from the UV, from the sun, from breakdown. The thickness part of it is also important, and without getting too technical in it, there's a cap stock on the outside of it that generates the color and the whiteness, or the color when it redeems. But the vinyl is, you know, a high-quality vinyl. There are different – we know wood. We can look at a wood fence, and I think we talked about the grape stake that you have in your backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
And grape stake was a great fence years ago. But now,
and we've been trying to hang on to that puppy, I'll tell you what, but it becomes super brittle.
Right, it does. It's probably redwood if it's been there a long time.
Yeah, our house is redwood.
We did a vinyl fence for the Catholic Church up on Gold Street, just up the hill from you. And they had grape stake around the pastor's house. And we call it the holy fence. And
we
tore that fence out, and we put it in a pile in our backyard and at our property. And it's all solid, clear core redwood.
Yeah.
Been there over 50 years.
Yeah, we have that all around our house.
Do you still have that?
I do.
Oh, good.
I might have to come down and,
get a couple pieces to replace some things.
I might have to buy some of that from you.
Yeah, my wife won't let me get rid of that. I want to make dump runs with that a few times, but she just won't let me get rid of it.
There's something about
it. It's the holy fence. You can't do
that.
It's got really, it's got a lot of personality.
It does.
It really has this almost aesthetically different thing.
Yeah. And you're right, though. I mean, I don't know how long that. I mean, that house has been there since
our house is from the 40s.
Right.
So, I mean, it's grape stage.
Yeah.
Might have been.
We need
there
to probably condition that wood.
It's probably. Out. Yeah, they did the red one. It's all random sizes.
So yeah.
There's no two
it
pieces
no.
the same. It's very unique.
It is.
Yeah. Very unique.
But, I mean, we do need to probably condition the wood because it does, you know, it gets dried out.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. What did you replace the grape stake with at the church?
It was a tan vinyl fence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll be there another 50 years, and somebody will have some stories behind for it. But,
now, vinyl is just slats, right? Or can you make it into something else?
Well, we used to make it into a lot of other things. We don't just simply because of our workload, but picnic benches, picnic tables, planter boxes, pergolas, all of those arbors, you know, in front of the houses. We can make all of those things. We tend to not do a lot of those these days simply because of the time it takes to make them and our workloads.
Can you make a vinyl fence, like, like a regular fence, like you would with a wood fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah. In fact, there's multiple new products out right now that vinyl fence is what they call that we sell is called extruded. It's made through a machine that mm-hmm. pushes the vinyl through, and it comes up with the design patterns and the colors. Mm-hmm. And now there's a new product out from CertainTeed called Simtech that actually is a molded product that looks like a wood fence. And has the color of a wood fence, but it's molded into random grains in different colors. Yeah, we have those displayed in our showroom. They are fabulous, and they are sound density to them. So if you live like on a corner lot in a subdivision and you want to keep the car noise down, they have a DPI rating, which is a rating for sound density.
A decibel, yeah.
And so those are available. It's a very, very attractive fence. Okay. Very good.
And when we say crossroads, for people who don't know that quickly, where is the crossroads?
We are just off Old Oregon Trail.
Got it.
On Old 44 Drive, just one block east of the Shell station there is crossroads.
That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a break here. We're here with Ted Bambino from Ultra Fencing, and I'm learning, you know, you don't usually...
I like
one of the
add.
Greatest things yeah. about the show is people come in with their businesses and we learn all about their businesses.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you see fencing.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't magically appear overnight.
The intricate details.
Yes. Hey, speaking of intricate details.
Oh,
intricate
yes. details. Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry. Let's say you inherited something or you have a wedding ring or some kind of piece of jewelry that's aged and you are worried about the stones. Well, take it into Four Winds Jewelry. You know they're going to be honest. They're going to place things properly and help you keep the things that you love. Wonderful, wonderful people. They've been with us since the very beginning. In fact, they did our wedding rings. It's the only real full-service jewelry store with the only watch repairman in the North State. 222-2750. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And welcome back. Oh, I love it. Hey, you know what? Today is the 12th of July, and you're like, what? How come this sounds so different from me? And I'll tell you why, because today's the 12th. It's mainly celebrated in Northern Ireland, where it is a public holiday. And I don't know why this comes to mind, except for I think maybe we were on that big cruise where we had like 20 veterans that came with us from Reading, and we visited Ireland and Scotland, and we were in England, and we went to Normandy. But today, other parts of the world where orange lodges have been set up during the troubles of the late 60s and the late 90s, the 12th of July was often accompanied by riots. Why they're celebrating parliamentary violence. But anyway, so remember when we were in Ireland?
It's the Troubles Lost.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just wondering, why did...
Oh, wait a minute. That's a Scottish.
Oh, well.
I can't do Irish. I can't do Scottish either.
Anyway, that's what's going on in another part of the world on the 12th of July.
Well, here in this part of the world, it's going to go up to, what did we say today? 99 today?
Today we're going to, yeah, around our highs. Now, tonight we're going to have a maybe gust of winds up to 20 miles per hour, and that's why you definitely need a powerful fence.
Yeah.
Hence,
there you go.
Our guest.
Ted Bambino of Ultra Fencing. He's had this for over 21 years.
19 years.
19 years. Yes. Okay.
But you get 21.
I got 21 out of this thing I'm reading. So 19
years. 19 years in fencing.
And we're talking about all the different kinds of fencing and how fencing has become the go-to for a lot of people, to slow down the economic, what do we call them? Economic intruders.
Yes.
Things like this that come in and want to steal everything you have. And they can.
And so I bet you it's very interesting.
We're not talking about that, but the fencing itself is, it's got to be a geometric type of equation where you're putting, how you put these fences in, how the, you know, the strength, the locations of them. And
right. There's a lot of engineering that goes on with the development of the vinyl fence products and the molded fence products.
Yeah.
The thing that people realize is, when you're purchasing a vinyl fence, unlike, we all grew up with the wood fence, and wood fence is still a big part of the fencing industry. It really is.
I mean, you have beautiful fencing in here.
And we do that as well. On the vinyl part of things is you're kind of adding a landscape attribute to your yard because it doesn't change. It's the same as the day you put it up 10, 15, 20 years from now. And when you walk into a backyard and there's a wood fence up when it's new, it's like, ooh, that's beautiful. But as it ages and turns to the gray wood that happens with this hot weather, it's just a fence. Where vinyl fencing becomes part of your landscape, and with pools and landscapes that are going on in these yards, it's a huge asset to your landscape. To do vinyl.
So I bet you what I was going to jump in here, and forgive me for interrupting, but to be able to find different companies within your company where you're going to search out the people who are going to do the iron work, so that you have your engineers that come out and you say, okay, here's what our company can do for you as a fence, with a certain kind of style of fencing, and go into your showroom at Crossroads. And then through the years that you've worked with different companies, where you can find the best quality, and how did that, what was that experience like for you to find your different companies or organizations that make the product?
It was trial and error. Over the years, you know, 19 years of doing this, we had some companies that we didn't like so much. We had products that we didn't have a lot of faith in after initially being sold it. You know, we speak about Las Vegas a lot with the rodeo down there, but we used to go to fence tech shows in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And when I bought this business, it's like I had no idea there was a fence tech show. And we go down there and we'd be introduced to new products. And my wife and I would pick a product that we'd want to try every year to kind of broaden our horizons of our product lines. And a lot of them have stuck over the years, and some of them haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife is a big part of this business, and so her input and her thought is very important because she's the gatekeeper of our household on things like that. A lot of people that you know I deal with is this the wife that they want a particular fence look, and when you have Wayfair and you know all those things online, and you have the TV shows on that the guys come in and put a fence up in 20 minutes. And
yeah, the HDT, whatever it is, fix your house up. Yeah. You know, it sounds good, like in 2 days.
And she says, "I want that." Then you know they're calling us, and so my wife has a big input of products, and she's a big part of this business. To be quite honestly, I couldn't do it without her.
You that's know, great. Teamwork.
One of the things you provide is the baby carts around pools, and it's the law that you have to have a fence around your pool.
Well, I'll talk. Kind of stop right there on the baby guard. The baby guard was one of the products that we don't do anymore for a lot of reasons. It's a great product. We just didn't feel comfortable with a couple things. Is one, drilling holes in people's pool deck. There's a lot of risk in that. And then also we did a couple fences to where we didn't feel 100% comfortable. There's a difference between a fence and a barrier. Baby guard is a barrier, and the barrier means that it is not 100% foolproof. Well, when we started having our, you know, 7 grandchildren and our oldest boy wanted some baby guard around his pool, we kind of thought, I'm not really super comfortable with that with our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hence the decision was made that we're just going to do iron around. We do a lot of iron around pool fences now as opposed to the temporary baby guards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm seeing here is an iron fence around here. And that's where I was getting at.
Right.
Okay. I probably used the wrong term.
So to the pool people out there in this hot weather, if you're going to build a pool in your backyard, just remember while you're budget in for your beautiful pool from whoever you use. Make sure that you budget in for your fencing because you have to have a 5-foot-tall, non-climbable fence with closing, self-closing gates. It is part of your permit process to get final. So just make sure you have that in your budget. Call us. I'll come out. I'll do a free estimate for you. It doesn't cost you a dime. Bring catalogs. You can come to our showroom. But make sure you put a safe fence around that pool.
Oh yeah, we've all heard of we've all know somebody that you don't all know, but I do. Somebody that had a tragedy like that, and that was in a hot tub.
Yeah,
and kids don't know.
No,
and so you put in a swimming pool for the happiness of the family. You gotta protect that whole thing if you got kids.
Yep.
Or you have friends that drink copious amounts of Coors Light. We're here with Ted Bambino from Ultra Fencing, and we're learning a lot about fencing. And I mean, I'm looking at the photos. Honey, they've got like, what is it? Did it say split rail fence?
I'm
not sure. No,
he laughs at me because
I don't know if you still.
Well, because as a kid, we always called slave labor because you know we never had anybody that at our house. I mean, my dad, we made the split rail fence.
Sure.
Yeah, but
and there was my brother and I. What was I, 7? I'm like,
but their fencing, fencing is like up at the Mitchell X where it's on posts, and it's not like you're piling it on each other.
No, my dad cut it out and literally chopped. We made the split, like made it from a tree.
Right. The old style split rail was like Carl was saying, it was stackable.
Yeah.
And you wove it over each other, and then you drove a rod down through the middle of it to keep it in place. Now the split rail fences we do are actually have a fabricated post and a notched rail to where you insert it into a hole and then you just continue on so you don't have the stacking effect. But we do a lot of that. It's very attractive.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's
beautiful. I don't remember the pole going down. I remember cutting out parts where the one log went into the other and went into the other. It was like a log house, but what do you, when you're seven, what do you know?
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick
It's just huge.
You have to know Tom, and Tom did those kind of things.
Yeah,
and Tom Snook, who has a thousand stories. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash, Linda. You're home away from home.
No, I mean, what's really great about this place is that, you know, when you do drive-thrus, you know, sometimes you think if you've ever had like a milky like residue on your car, that does not happen at this place. And I really like, if you need a quick, which I definitely need in my car right now because I drive it out to where we have a horse boarded. So there's this inch of dust. So when you're going someplace for lunch or dinner and you want to do a quick clean on the outside of your car, Quick Clean Car Wash. And
it comes out really good.
It does.
Truck or car. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. They've been there for like 95 years. And Ted will remember this. There used to be a car dealership there.
Yes.
Then it was a gas station.
Yep.
And then, oh, yeah.
And right next to it, this side of it was Hinkle's Market originally.
Yep. All there. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
I ain't got a dime till he's all worn out jeans.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right. Welcome back to our Wednesday edition here of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning? We do have a heat advisory warning if you're just tuning in, with our temperatures reaching around 99 today. Tonight, looks like we could get gusts of wind up to about 20 miles per hour with our overnight lows of 69. For the forecast at the 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR, and
we have with us Ted Bambino, Cornerstone Community Bank, has an hour every month, and they, a lot of times they highlight local businesses. And so this month we're highlighting Ultra Fencing with Ted Bambino, and it was so fortunate because I've come to know Ted through the Reading Rodeo Association, mm-hmm. and this is our last segment, so let's talk a little bit about rodeo.
All right.
Okay. How long have you been associated with the rodeo?
You know, I've only been with the rodeo about 6 years. This will be my sixth year coming up.
No, I thought you were like one of the founders.
No.
The way that, oh, no.
No. You know, we were talking about my business here earlier. When you own your own business, you do not have a lot of time, and I'm kind of one of those individuals to where if I'm going to do something, it's going to be, you know, all in. And I'm a little bit more all in than I probably should be, you know, compared to, you know, still having a business running. But I do have a great wife that handles a lot of that when I'm not there and doing rodeo stuff.
Big shout out to you, hon. Yes. So, because you're probably watching the business right now while he's in here having, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you just got elected to the vice president.
Yeah.
Anybody run against you?
Well, yeah,
because everybody knows Ted.
Yeah, it's one of those deals to where I when I get involved, you know, and I'm the sponsorship chairman, so
yes.
I do all the sponsorship, and we have such a great outpouring of sponsors in this community. It's overwhelming.
This year was just
it was off the charts.
Well, you know. Ted, this is, and I try to explain it to people, you know, because I watched it for 14 years before I joined, and the fact is of the 600 rodeos plus rodeos that happen in the United States, Reading Rodeo is one of the you know, larger rodeos that still has just volunteers.
Yes.
Except this year we hired our general manager, Cindy,
right,
to take care of all those things because everybody there has a job or they're retired, and this is not a, you know,
right.
There needs to be somebody there watching it.
Right. And there's a lot of time that's consumed. Bennett, our president, spends a huge amount of hours. And,
yeah.
And now with Cindy as a consultant, actually,
on the consultant
end of things, you know, Bennett can, you know, tend to his business, his work and his job and stuff. But it does take a lot of time. But, you know, we are 100% volunteers, and it's a huge, huge outpouring from the people that get involved with rodeo and a huge commitment. But if you watch the Cowboy Channel, which is doing a fabulous job with rodeo.
Oh, my gosh. And they're doing another 100 rodeos in 100 days.
And bringing this rodeo to, you know, a different level. Reading Rodeo is up on the top. I mean, you know, we're a little partial, obviously, when we watch it. But you can watch some of these rodeos across the country. And well done. But ours is fantastic. And, you know, one of the things we're doing right now with Reading Rodeo, and you're well aware of it, is we're kind of concerned about our longevity at our current facility.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, we should be.
that's something that the public needs to be aware of, because the public is really the ones that keep us alive. And we've kind of fought off the things in the last couple of years, but we're into the riverfront specific plan, which is going to be starting up. We're going to have a seat at that table, and we're going to view our points of why we want to get a long-term lease on our facility. Everybody says that a lot of more events can go on down there, and that is true, and we want to do a lot more events down there. Unfortunately for us is, you know, there hasn't been a lot of participation, you know, with the parking situation. So if we have an event, we have to get that approved and so on and so forth.
Now, Paul, the parking belongs to Advanced Reading.
It does.
And so if we wanted to have, let's just say, because team roping has just exploded too throughout the United States, if we wanted to have a team roping event and there's 300 ropers come in here to participate over a weekend trying to find the parking and doing all that. I mean, it's
right.
Or Reading Rodeo Association used to have music acts out there. I think Reba was out there. These are things that could be done. And so when people say, oh, it's only used once a year, there's a reason for that.
And it's not, and it isn't used once a year. The fact is, we have the motorcycle races. The Reading Rancheria now has their powwow there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We want to have other events there, and we want to do improvements. But with the grant monies that are available to us out there in the big world of grant monies, we can't go out and adhere grants with a 3 years on a lease. We need to have a long-term lease in order to be able to approach these grants for funding to help us do the improvements. We certainly want to do that. We've been a good steward of that over the 75 years. We feel that we've earned the right to prove that we do a good product in our rodeo. And we think that our city council members should vote for us to get a long-term lease. That way we can be part of the riverfront specific plan, and then we can continue on with the history of Reading the way that we all grew up and loved to be with the Reading Rodeo.
Right.
Now, I'm going to say this, and I may be wrong, but the Rodeo Association has never charged the city of Reading for anything. I mean, it's been paid for out of the
Correct.
Rodeo Association.
Correct.
And so it hasn't cost the city of Reading anything.
Right.
Plus they get $8 to $10 million a year off.
Exactly. And we lease that property's owned by the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of history behind that property, and I won't go into it here because we don't have enough time left. But in the 75 years of the rodeo there, the city of Reading and the taxpayers of the city of Reading have not had to spend a dime on that facility. A dime. We've done it all locally. It's all been volunteer. It's all been donated. Or we generated enough funds from last year's rodeo to do some improvements this year. Problem is now we're faced with some improvements we have to do. But why do we want to spend $100,000 for certain aspects of our rodeo grounds if we're going to be booted out in 3 years? It doesn't make
you
sense.
You don't.
You know, it doesn't make sense. So we're kind of fighting that battle right now. And I don't want to call it a battle. I want to call it, we want to be the right partner and have the right situation for our community.
Well, the community has made it real clear. They want the rodeo to stay here.
Absolutely.
It may change its looks a little bit, but the only way we're going to be able to continue and to expand in there, we're not talking about tearing down the rodeo grounds. We're just talking about enhancing what's there already.
Right.
Is if you have a long-term lease.
Right. And that's a big deal. And doing some maybe parking adjustments, we're big fans of the fishermen. We love the fishermen of Reading. And in doing our program that me and you did, we're looking back into the archives. The boat ramp situation was not an issue, but a conversation in 1948 Reading Rodeo meeting that the city asked us to grant the fishermen permission to drive through the rodeo grounds to get to the boat ramp. So it goes back that far.
Well, I didn't know that.
And so my wife is fifth generation. Her uncle was the mayor at that time. That's why I was reading all that stuff. But we're advocates of that boat ramp. We love the fishermen there.
Nobody is fighting the boat ramp being expanded and all this. The problem is that they want to take part of the land that we have leased.
Right.
And they want to pave everything in there, which is then becomes a safety concern.
Right.
And if you listen to the fishing guides, and I've talked to Mike Michalak from the fly shop, who arguably brings a whole lot of people in there.
Right.
They don't park their vehicles there. They need a place. You know, they're there for a little bit. They drop off and then they leave.
They go to Barnardale.
They love the rodeo,
right,
just like we
they
love
do.
The fishermen.
Right.
And so there's got to be a way around this. Anyway, Ted Bambino, Ultra Fencing. How do people get a hold of Ultra Fencing, Ted?
Ultrafencing.com, or you can call us directly. We're open 8 to 3:30 every day, and our number is 530-241-3366. Love to talk to you.
And
you know
fantastic.
What? Ted Bambino is just a nice guy that you hear.
A nice fat guy.
He is just, he's really this nice in person. And just and his family, like he says, long term and added so much to our community. And it's really a pleasure knowing you. And,
well, thank
and your
you.
Beautiful
I appreciate
wife.
That. And likewise to you folks.
Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. And Jake Mangus with the Chamber of Commerce is going to join us.
Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing this.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Steadily lowered price increases across the economy. President Biden has come up with a new plan to give or to forgive student loan debt after his original order was struck down by the Supreme Court. Bob Agnew explained.
The High Court ruled last month the president had overstepped his authority in trying to wipe out some $400 billion in student loan debt. The administration is also proposing what it calls the SAVE plan, something the president calls the most affordable repayment plan ever. And no wonder, millions would have their monthly payments reduced to zero. No interest would accumulate so long as borrowers made those payments, and any remaining balance would be canceled after 10 years. Critics say it's just a backdoor way of forcing American taxpayers to bear the cost of unpaid student loans. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, cleanup efforts now underway in Vermont in the wake of very heavy rain and heavy flooding throughout most of that state. Officials say numerous life-saving events have taken place. People rescued from their flooded homes, cars. Elsewhere, sweltering heat in the West and parts of the Deep South. For this young lady, moving to Houston was quite a shock.
I'm new to Texas, so this is super new to me. I'm from Michigan, so it is not this hot ever. Never sure if I'm sweating or if I'm just hot.
Concerns are growing that Russia will not extend a United Nations brokered deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to other parts of the world. Ships are no longer heading to the war-torn country's Black Sea ports, and officials say because of that, shipments have dwindled greatly. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
A new poll finds few Republicans have confidence that votes in the next presidential election will be counted accurately.
Only 22% of Republicans who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they have high confidence that votes in the upcoming presidential election will be counted accurately. That compares to 71% of Democrats. Overall, the survey found that 44% of Americans have a great deal or quite a bit of confidence that the votes in the next presidential elections will be counted accurately. I'm Donna Warder.
European diplomats telling the United Nations Security Council investigators found traces of subsea explosives in samples taken from a yacht. The craft had been one aspect of a probe into a sabotage of gas pipelines. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. With the British government facing renewed calls to remove its visa rules for Jamaican nationals.
The Home Office toughened its visa rules for Jamaicans in 2003 to tackle overstayers and drug smuggling. 20 years on, the UK's visa acceptance rate for Jamaican nationals is consistently lower than the UK's global acceptance rate, with critics accusing the Home Office of singling out Jamaicans. Last year, overall, nearly 4 out of 5 visiting visa applications to the UK from other countries were accepted, compared with nearly 2 out of 3 Jamaican visas.
That is BBC correspondent Camilla McInnes reporting. On Wall Street, stocks continue to climb. Dow Industrials up 280 points, S&P 500 ahead 43, and over on the tech side right now, NASDAQ climbing to 165 points in the green. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our Wednesday edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and of course, we are brought to you at the beginning of the hour with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
For the news.
Always excelling in excellence as well, for the news as well. And good morning and welcome. Liam's at the helm. How you doing, Liam?
I'm hanging out. How are you?
What day of the week do we have?
It is National Pecan Pie Day.
Okay, that's my favorite. Just for FYI, everybody, I just love...
Wait, is there nuts in that, though?
There's a nut asking the question.
I love pecan pie. I don't know. That would be my number one. Unless, of course, it happens to be made by the best pie maker of the century. And if you're listening, Bertha Michalak makes the best pies in the world. Apple, strawberry, whatever she, it's just such a treat that when she makes a pie, it's definitely 100 millionth percent the best I've ever had. All right, so let's go to the weather. We are on excessive heat watch, ladies and gentlemen, and people of the world. People of the world! We need a Spice Girls song. Sunny and hot with 199. Oh, my gosh. And it looks like we may have winds that are going to be going up to, gusts can go up to 20 miles per hour tonight with clear skies with our overnight lows of 69. And as we have heard, I'm sure if you've had your ear to the ground at all, we've got, with this excessive heat watch, really high temperatures soaring up to 112 on Sunday and 114 on Saturday. We've got clear skies. The winds do go down a little bit less throughout the week, but we do have this excessive heat watch. So please be very careful. Don't have your pets on the pavement. Please, please, please. And keep hydrated because we know how dangerous it can happen if you are exposed in the heat. And the weather is brought to you by each and every time that we read it, and they've been with us for years, the Kinney family, Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where you can get senior and veteran discounts, always, always doing their best for our community at 365-3793. Now, with us on the phone right now, actually, he's in person, but he's on the phone. Looking
research.
At a text. Our very own CEO, or what's the head of chamber?
Yeah, no,
of
that's it, sure.
Whatever, is our very own Jake Mangus. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Great to be with you, and Carl as well.
Yeah, Carl's busy doing, I don't know what he's looking, at something, but you know what?
This is the background investigation I did on Jake. I had
been,
we spent $8,000 on this, and what we found out is you were probably one of the most boring guys in the world.
Pretty boring.
There are no photos of you doing anything
that's not true.
In college or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
There's no rumors going on about you. And the only thing we could get is that you have blinded, during the summer, you have blinded different people, including two homeless
and
a nun.
With your beautiful smile.
No, with his head.
With his beautiful
with my head.
Smile.
With the sun is glaring off your head and has...
You do that on purpose, though, by the way. You
I
like,
do. I zipped it. I mean, I guess I could hold on to some of the old glory there.
I love it. You know, not everybody can do it.
You could do a comb over.
Not everybody. No.
Have you ever seen a comb over?
Oh God, honey, I'm a 70s girl. 60s and 70s when people used to just, you know, I would say, don't do toupee, don't do comb over, just let it be. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful. It's what you're meant to be, and it's okay. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Thank you. So know that. All right. So anyway, welcome to the show this morning.
You.
And
let me bring up something that just happened. We have Ted Bambino in here.
Okay.
Ultra Simpson.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And you know,
his son was quite a baseball player, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Foothill
really?
High School standout. Yeah. Made like local regional all-star games. I remember seeing him go deep at Doryland Field at Hooker Oak Park down there in Chico. So.
Oh my God. See, because. Well, Jake has this history of being a baseball star as well.
You're a baseball star.
Yes. And set a record been met. Did you know that?
Struck out.
How many times in a row?
Yeah.
Actually,
did you? Yeah, that's right. You have.
Well, so there was a moment, and it was back in 1998, and I hit two grand slams in one inning in high school. And
wasn't there a mercy rule?
And actually I was playing for Mercy High School, so it kind of makes sense. But I remember, doing it the first time, and then, you know, we were batting around, and I got up there again, and the home plate umpire, Roger Weigel, looks at me, and he goes, "You could do it again." And then there was three balls in a row, and then my manager gave me the universal take sign, and so here comes the pitch, and it was about at my shoulders. And thank goodness the home plate umpire called it a strike, because then I had the green light the next pitch and hit that one out. And it was more the coincidence of the bases being loaded twice, I would say. But I did find something just recently.
Well, how many runs did you score then? And at least there was eight
there.
Well,
so then
it had been more.
The game ended up, I got taken out of the game after the first inning. So I always wondered. Like,
this was the first inning?
Yeah, what could have happened beyond that, you know?
Did they have mercy rules in high school?
They had mercy rules, and that's how that game ended.
Oh.
And it was an El Nino year, too, so it was misty. I remember that.
Oh,
so.
You know what, Jake? You know, when you have like a moment like that, you know, it inspires you, because I'm sure that through the years you have, people have come to you to mentor.
That's true.
In baseball.
Yep.
And so how often do you go out and do anything with the Colt 45s?
Well, I am on the board of the Colt 45s, and I do go out to the games. But these days it's been about my son, Kobe, who's 13, and he plays in West Riding Little League. So the last few seasons I've been one of the coaches for Fall League and for the regular Spring League and everything. And that's been really great, because there was a time period in his life when, right around T-ball, when he said, "Dad, I don't want to play baseball. It's boring." And so we started playing golf instead. So then a few years later, COVID hits, and he starts to learn about baseball because of wiffle ball, video games, and watching Major League Wiffle Ball on on YouTube. And he got into it, and he goes, "I want to play baseball again." I go, "It's not that easy to just jump back into it." Well, he brought his golf swing to the ballpark, and we've been working for years to try to get rid of that. He's a low ball hitter that way, but it's been really fun. All of it has just blown me away to see how quickly he's picked up on the game. He understands how it works. The biggest thing about baseball is knowing what to do before the ball is hit to you on defense.
Like a mental game, just like golf.
What did Yogi Berra say, right? He's like, the game is 90% mental, the other half is physical.
Yeah.
I think that was the Yogi Berra line. But
that's great.
So that's what it's all about these days, that's for sure.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
That makes me smile. I think our listeners just went on who have kids or grandkids that are listening, that just gave them a smile for the day. People need that.
What I was talking about, though, before.
Yeah, yeah, the thing.
We went off on a thing, yeah.
Ted Bambino, and I were chatting for a couple minutes during the news, and Jake was here, and to find, you know, we talk about 6 degrees of separation, unless you live in Redding or Shasta County, then it's 0.05 degrees, that your dad, Mike, had,
He presided.
He presided at Ted's parents' funerals, and so you two, so your family goes back a long way.
Yeah,
but they're his wife is five generations here, and he's. Gosh, he moved from McLeod here. And
yeah.
He was standing there talking about looking down the street.
McLeod.
He said, I'm looking across the street, and it used to be a Sambo's, and Sambo's has been out of business. Mm-hmm. It's got to be.
Can you imagine that
30,
being?
30
no, not,
years.
No, that wouldn't
no
apply.
Way. No, no,
they
no.
saw the writing on the wall. But, I mean, it's been out of business for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then there was a Cremona's was right here. And then we talked about down here where Quick and Clean Car Wash was. That used to be a car dealership and then a gas station.
I love that stuff. Yesterday I was walking with an electrician named Jerry Meredith. He's a guy that I bet a lot of your listeners would know him because this was a CV high school graduate of the mid-70s. And, we were walking down to the old Umbrella Alley location because the effort for the summer for me is to get lighting on that and turn it into a lighted display instead of the umbrellas because the umbrellas just don't last. But anyway, I digress. He says, yeah, looking down that way, and he was talking about old places like that, like Jimmy Fox Hardware Store and stuff like that. And so pretty fun. He said, I'm old enough to remember what it looked like before the mall was here, And now to see it come full circle is pretty cool. Nearly full circle.
That's fantastic. Well, so where are we going?
Yeah, today the big thing that's going on in the business community, other than the evening meeting for the general fund, is across the street.
Tonight, we talked a little bit about that. It's the...
And I meant the general plan. I think it's the general fund.
Yeah. General planned info. It's going to be tonight at Old City Hall, and it starts at 5:15, and it goes to 6:30. For more information, you can go to cityofreading.org/generalplan.
Yeah.
But it's important that people show up for this. Reading Rodeo Association is going to show up because we've got a dog in this fight.
This is a 20-year planning document. It looks 20 years into the future, and that's hard. It's hard to look 3 years into the future these days with the way things change so quickly. But from a city planning standpoint, it is the basis for decisions that are made by staff, brought forward as recommendations to city councils and planning commissions and all of that. They looked, what does the general plan say about this? And then as an addendum to the general plan, you get these specific plans that come about, like the Downtown Reading specific plan that's been very effectively implemented over the last few years, and also the Reading Riverfront specific plan as well. So anyway, it's a big deal, and we want the business voice to be heard in that.
Okay, and we'll remind everybody again before we're over here, but got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. People are using, it's fire season, and if you need to give yourself some more defensible space, head on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They've got the small machines, small backhoes, small tractors that you can use out there, mowers that you can use to cut grass, take out those extraneous grasses that are growing, things like this to help protect your property. Plus, they have side-by-sides and other things you can rent, and they have it from small to large for all their equipment. It's locally owned. It's a young couple that had opened it up originally in Reading and built a brand new area down there in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
White, white teddy bear dancing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
See, it's Carl has good days.
It's the only version of that's missing from. The Wild Hogs.
The quote from yesterday was, "Don't let the old man in," and that's the old Clint Eastwood line.
Yes.
And it had more to do with like being cantankerous and grumpy about stuff, like get off my lawn and stuff like that. But I think it's really like reminding ourselves to always be childlike.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, what,
and find happy, be happy, be goofy. Who cares?
I can act my age, but nobody would like it. Hey, today is the 12th of July, 21 in the morning. It's going up to 99 today. This weekend, my friends, 114, 115. So, it sucks, but embrace the suck, as we've talked about. This,
I love it.
No, man. I mean, that's
true. What are you going to do?
That's a Marine saying. You know, when you're out there and this sucks, you got to embrace the suck and work your way through it. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in this program. And the idea behind this is to stop the falls, the debilitating falls that older adults, and persons with disabilities might suffer. For more information and to get into this program, give PSA2 Area on Aging a call at 530-842-1687. Okay, so we're here with Jake Mangus.
And Liam played Burning Down the House there for a reason.
Nobody noticed except Jake.
Yeah.
Burning Down the House.
Because Linda and I were talking about the challenges in the homeowner's insurance realm in California, and I know you had Judy Maxwell in recently, but what it brought to mind
horrible.
Is you got Emergent 3D, which is now known as Emergent, the 3D printed home people. They're going to be actually this morning from 9 to 11 down at the Reginato boat launch off South Bonneview Road. They're going to be actually christening or ribbon cutting anyway the first completed 3D printed home in our community. And that, I think, we were talking, Carl, about, and you want to, I don't know if you, what you want to share about your visit with the guys or what it is, but I can say, anyway, I'll just say that when I was talking to Joe Comenti, who's working for Emergent, about their business model, I said, now, isn't it less expensive to build these? Isn't that kind of like, you know, the thing you guys lead with? And he said, I really think that we shouldn't be leading with cost savings because of the nature of the business and things we've learned along the way. It's not that it's extremely affordable to build these homes. What we found is that it takes fewer people to build the homes, and the technology allows us to essentially build a home with a concrete facade. So from a fire safety standpoint, that's something we're looking at. We're looking at the efficiency gains, too, from the energy efficient nature of these homes long term.
Two separate concrete walls,
yep,
with insulation in between. The roof can be concrete also, but or you can use a very fire retardant roof. They can't say these homes are fireproof. You can't say that, but you can really say they are really fire retardant, and they exceed the environmental standards for the insulation and keeping your house cooler and warmer. Those are the real benefits of it, and of course they last.
I think it's cool that we've got something, this type of innovation, in our own community. And I remember going to the groundbreaking out at Enterprise Park because there's more than one of these going up, right now in our community. And I'm looking forward to walking through this home and seeing what it looks like and feels like. Apparently, you know, when you say that it's a concrete house, that makes you think of the Civic Auditorium or something, that brutalist architecture or whatever. But there are ways that they do this where the walls are smooth and they can be personalized and everything, right? I kind of felt like, I don't know, to me, I was thinking of Desert Southwest for some reason. But I don't know if that's accurate or not. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I don't know what this one looks like specifically, but I saw their models and how it can look. A lot of glass, if that's what you want. You can, you know, it literally flow. The lines flow into each other. You can have rounded corners. All these, and they're beautiful, but they are not less than a stick built home. At least right now.
And I remember kind of the key to this too is not only is this a place to prove the model, but also that home itself at that boat launch is going to serve as an added bit of security, which is a huge deal for those that are using the boat launch for fly fishing in particular. And my friend Ian Strati took my son Kobe and I fly fishing about a year ago on the river. And we met up and connected because I heard him speak at a city council meeting about how distraught he was that his truck was broken into and stolen from that boat launch sometime in the recent past, and it was recovered and everything. But the idea that, you know, he can't just go take somebody fly fishing without his truck being stolen next to a sheriff's vehicle and underneath the watchful eye of a camera, which apparently was broken. So,
well, the first thing they do is break the cameras.
Yeah. So this is an idea where you've got someone there who will be watching over the location. And I've noticed they've thinned out the vegetation so you can see from South Bonnyview that boat launch area. It's not concealed behind a bunch of trees and shrubs like it was in the past. That's a positive idea too.
I mean, but we shouldn't have to clear cut our city to protect ourselves.
I know, yep, and the fences around the buildings and all those things that we've tried to deal with, as I know the public sector and the private sector have done a lot of that stuff as a result of ongoing
Tiger Field
challenges.
Was a huge success after they did theirs.
Yep.
And Ted was just saying is that this is a big part of the business that people are coming in wanting to protect their property. So how do you do it? You do it with a fence.
Yep.
Did you hear that, Joe Biden? You want to protect if you want to protect your property, you might want to put a fence up.
I actually,
not to be political.
I've got, there are a couple of things too. These might be bigger topics for this, segment, but, one is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce came out with a bunch of, economic data recently, maybe as recently as yesterday. So we could dive into that. But also I got a study sent to me from UCSF that took a look at the face of homelessness in California, and there were some pretty interesting takeaways from that. So we can go to either of those directions if you want.
Okay, right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's right, in fact, it's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, where I'm going Monday with Casey Fetch. We have our monthly lunches there.
I have lunch with him today.
Who, Casey?
Yes.
Great. Super, super program they've got with the new doctors coming in. He was on yesterday and said how people welcomed them there. You know, I mean, they were at the Tiger. You know, they were at Tiger Field at the Colt 45s game.
That's cool.
And people were so welcoming them. Anyway, but Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice and has been for the last 14 years. Never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointment, so I can make it work into my schedule. And it's just worked out really well. It's veteran-owned. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-244-9478. And it's man's last stronghold. In the sense of it doesn't change. They've got animal heads on the wall, patches from different sheriffs and police departments, a jackalope, and it's just a great place. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Look forward, face up, at OrnagilMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnagilMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnagilMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnagilMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I tend to listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460 and 96.5. The Cascade Theater, after their huge, successful encore presentation down at the Cascade.
Remember, we had Alex in studio last month talking about all this.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah, so yeah. I just printed out, we got a press release here because they got, let's see, over $6,000 was donated from local, for the silent auction.
Yeah, and they got $6,000 for that, and then whatever. So
and ticket sales because there were no comps. Trust me, we paid for tickets, and that was okay because you know we want to see the Cascade Theater, which is such a beautiful jewel of the North State, and we've all been here long enough to know what happened and what they did in order to unearth those beautiful murals and bring in. Yeah. We do not want to see that grand lady go away.
No. And I thought it was really great form of Alex to close the loop, in a sense, and put this press release out, which was basically thanking the community for its support.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so...
As we're talking about that, I got a little thing about Molly Tuttle.
Oh, Molly Tuttle is amazing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And she's going to be in a few days, or let's see... When she...
Yeah, I think it's later in July. I know that.
Right. Yep. And so we need to pump ticket sales because maybe we should play some of her songs because maybe people don't know and they're looking like, gee, I mean, it's hot. Let's go see some local music. It's not local, but music at the Cascade.
And I'll add to this by saying two things. One is my wife and I saw the James Garner as Johnny Cash a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Phenomenal, so much fun, and it was one of those days when it was triple digits in Reading. Yes. We went in, and he mentioned a couple of times from the mic, thank goodness for the air conditioning, and I think that was the first air-conditioned building in Reading when it was built long ago.
In fact, while we were there at the encore, they were talking, right when it started, when Blake was talking with his counterpart behind us, talking about the air conditioning, the Cascade's been there since, 1935?
That's what
and
it
he
is.
Says,
yep.
And you know what? We still have that same air conditioning. System. And I tell you, at one time,
the hamster wheel.
I'm sitting with Carl.
And
he looks over to me and he's like, it's getting kind of hot in here.
And then just then it kicked back on again. So it was like, I thought, gosh, I hope it just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No, they've got a new air conditioner.
And the second on the Molly Tuttle front is that we have friends in town that are huge bluegrass fans. I mean, they go to all the festivals.
Love bluegrass.
And they know these quick-picking, amazing Bella Fleck-type folks and everything. And then when I saw Molly Tuttle and I heard Alex at the Cascade raving about her, and then I saw she's like a Grammy Award winner and everything, I reached out to my friend Todd Yon, and he says, Jake, we already bought tickets right when they came on.
Fantastic. Line.
And apparently Molly is outselling Toad the Wet Sprocket. So, and that was, you know, a poppy, group from the 90s. But Molly Tuttle's gonna be she's an opener for Dierks Bentley at, Rolling Hills Casino.
Okay.
I know, like, the day before, the day after, or something like that. This is a big act to be able to see in that intimate environment.
And I love seeing shows at the Cascade for that very reason. Not a bad seat, not a bad sound, just, it's up close and personal.
Okay, let's talk about business here in town. I know it's hard to do.
Well,
what do you mean hard to do?
No, I got it. I mean,
because you've got some things that have happened that we need to share with our audience.
One of the things that we hear constantly from business in town and the general community is, what do we do about those that are without shelter. And so I get a lot of things sent to me, and this one I thought, well, maybe I'll read it. It's a study that came out recently from the University of California, San Francisco, about homelessness. And the summary was this. It says, in California, more than 171,000 people experience homelessness daily. California is home to 12% of the nation's population of homeless. 30% of the nation – oh, wait, sorry. California is home to 12% of the nation's population, 30% of the nation's homeless population, and half of the nation's unsheltered. So what's interesting about that is they go on to say that
What's the difference between homeless and unsheltered?
Homeless means that you could be couch surfing, and that type of thing. You don't have a permanent residence to your name.
Okay.
But unsheltered means you're living outdoors.
So 40% of the unsheltered.
It's half of the nation's unsheltered
are
here in California. And oftentimes we hear, well, people are flocking to California because of its benefits. Well, according to this study, 9 out of 10 of the people that are homeless in California, their last housing was in California, and 75%, their last housing was in the same county in which they're now homeless or unsheltered. So the way my conclusion to that is the people that you see by and large are people. And when they say, so why are they homeless? They get into that and they talk about, as you would expect, 2/3 of them reported as having experiencing currently some sort of mental health issue. And if you just stop and pause on that and think about it.
How many?
2/3.
Okay.
So if you looked at the people that we see in our community, and you go, if 2 out of 3 of those folks were to be swept up and plugged into a mental health program, and you were left with 1/3, what an impact that would make in and of itself. I don't know that I had any crazy breakthroughs reading this other than the realization that most of the people we see out there are actually Californians and Shasta County residents. The other thing, of course, is drug issues. And when you look at the fentanyl crisis in this country, as now fentanyl overdoses, that's the leading cause of death for Americans under 50 is fentanyl. That's a pretty amazing statement.
Every year we kill or we overdose over 100,000 people. So almost twice the number that were killed in Vietnam. And you think about that. And they range in ages from, as we know right here in our town, a 13-year-old who was sold a solid fentanyl pill by a 19-year-old who was arrested and is in jail for manslaughter or something. And I saw the first case. There was another case where they charged the guy with murder because he knew that he was giving out pure fentanyl, and he didn't care. It's a horrible problem. So when you look at 2/3 of the people that are on the streets that are causing problems, theft, whatever, for their drug
problems. I'm going to forward this to you guys.
And then the jail. The jail has become, whether you like it or not, the jail becomes a mental health facility, and they have to break the jail up into different, in different cell pods for these things. And as one of the drug users said, he's clean now. He said, "If there's a hammer over me, I would go into the drug program." Mm-hmm. He says it didn't take the first few times, but the fourth time it took, because either that or stay in jail. Well, we don't have that anymore. And so what do? We turn them right back out on the streets, and we can't be expecting them to change their lives. No. So, what do we do? Do we have a special facility for those, which the state's not built. In fact, the state is shutting down prisons.
Yeah, I know that. So the reason why I bring this up is that I think it's important for us as a community to refocus on what's important, what our business community cares about. And I'm the first, I don't know if I'm the first, but I'm definitely one that would stand beside anyone else that says I believe in the Second Amendment. I would be right there shoulder to shoulder with everyone saying I want a fair and accurate election process. But I also think that some of this conversation has also diverted us from talking about mental health programs and the drug addiction prevention programs and the incarceration issues that we face and all of that. So bringing us back to those topics, I think, is really important. And I think one of the hardest things for an elected official, for a Chamber of Commerce president, for my board, for the staff at any of these public locations, whether it be at the county or the cities, is the funding required and the complexities around these issues. And then one of those complexities being the American Civil Liberties Union, right? And you're looking at ACLU folks saying, yeah, Governor Newsom, good try to hold people against their will who you think are mentally ill, because of the slippery slope of saying if the government can hold somebody against their will for perceived mental health issues, then what's to stop them from holding me against my will for anything, right? So it's a tough row to hoe, let's say. But I think the overall message is we've got to continue to, well, we're taking another look. I was getting into platitudes again, so I didn't want to go that way. But just saying that it's good that we don't forget what's most important right now. And, I think these are huge issues for business and for our community as a whole. I think it wears on all of us, whether you're in business or not, seeing these people harming themselves in front of us, the folks that are laid out across the street and you don't know if they're dead or not, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had
that's an issue.
It is, because it's when it's 112 out there and somebody is laying face down on the sidewalk. That sidewalk's like 140, so we get second-degree burns in
there. Yeah, talk about keeping your pets off of the sidewalk,
and,
you know.
So what do you do? I mean, so you call the police, mm-hmm. and, you know, if the police can get there, or do you call an ambulance, or somebody laying here, and you know, something like this. We were just down in Sacramento last week, and it was just unbelievable. The homeless situation they have down there.
I'll be down there in a couple weeks.
Streets lined with tents and tarps and RVs, just lined with
You'll
them.
See all these reasons that they give in the study, and a lot of it has to do with skyrocketing, home prices
that.
And rents and all this
not
stuff.
Not for these people.
But these guys, they're you're right.
It's not for these people. We talk about the people out there in the streets have got no way.
Yep.
Ever of
yep.
buying a house.
So we like going upstream then and saying, like, all right, well, if these folks are beyond our ability to affect in a big way right now, then where's the breakdown, you know, earlier in life, right?
Yep.
So there's those preventions. And it kind of, you know, we like to throw out the simple statements like I do, which is, well, it's the breakdown of the family. And so let's start focusing on kids. Let's start focusing on, mom and dad being present, all that stuff. So.
Okay, but changing the subject into something much more pleasant, the Sound of Music is going on
right.
at Shasta College. And we had the cast in here the other day. And are they delightful? This little girl that plays the youngest one, she is such a cutie. And but the cast itself is just outstanding. Joel Thorson is the director and director of the theater out there at Shasta College. And Linda and I are heading out there this weekend.
Greg Thorson.
We're probably going to be going out there, too.
Yeah,
we're going to hit the matinee.
Yeah,
so it's 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7 p.m., and the 16th and the 23rd at 2 p.m. And thank you.
Tissues
and Dr.
Must.
Gregory Thorson and The Sound of Music. I mean, it's a classic. And I think you will really enjoy yourself, and they have great air conditioning there.
Because we can climb every mountain before us.
Oh. Kind of a cry.
I am 15 going on 16.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Peep Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Children, your talk radio, 8:51 in the morning on the 12th of July. It's going to be 99 today. And you know what? That's warm. But this weekend, my friends, 114 degrees Saturday.
Absolutely.
And Sunday.
It's so lake weather.
We have an excessive heat watch that is in effect, and we are facing extreme heat on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with our highs on Saturday about 114. So beware, just be aware.
Hydrate. Hey, we're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Reading, and we have some phone calls. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You were talking about the homeless and maybe how to cure the problem and this and that. And there's a big segment of the homeless that you're not going to be able to cure the problem, and that is the mentally ill. And the idea I wanted to plant, maybe somebody can take it and run with it. They've shut down one section of the high desert prison over in Susanville. Why couldn't that be made into a sanitarium for people that are mentally ill that will never be able to rejoin society?
You know, that I've heard you say that before, and that would be
again, we get into the slippery slope. I think it's a good idea. We need to have more mental facilities that people can be admitted into. Shasta Regional's got like 23 beds that they have for 5150s and 5050s in this.
Because I think you can turn it around on people that have more of a bleeding heart for folks and say, like, you know, how is we as a society allowing people to live in the conditions that they live humane? Yeah. It's not. So why not get them into a sheltered environment that's controlled and that type of thing?
They can receive help.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a great idea, Nick.
I'm talking about the ones that aren't going to come back.
No, I understand
that. There's a lot of them over there. So I'm going to put you in charge of that, Jake, and Carl, and I'll
thank
be checking on your progress monthly now.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Have a good day.
You too.
Robert, good morning. Robert, good morning. You're on. Hello, Robert.
Oh, good morning, Carl and Linda and Jake Mangus. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good.
Thank
how are you?
You?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not too shabby. Loving every minute of retirement. And if there's bored at the minute, I certainly haven't found any yet. And I'll be retired 2 years this October. Anyway, I'll get right to my point because I know you guys are running short on time, but here goes. I firmly believe that although there's no one-size-fits-all approach, a good place to start with a 1-2 combination would be the repeal of the Lanterman Act of 1967, as well as the state of California starting to build some newer state-of-the-art facilities for these folks that are on the streets with mental illness, because a lot of them got kicked out when the Lanterman Act took effect. And if you want a quick example, Google Huell Hauser, because I caught up with a lot of this stuff during the lockdown. And he had this subset show called Road Trip, and he did two episodes along the 101 freeway in Mendocino County. And there was this one that I saw, like I said, during the lockdown, where it turns out there's this Buddhist temple in Ukiah, California,
that
up until about 1969 was a mental health facility owned and operated by the state of California. So we need more bed space because right now, Napa and Atascadero are about the only two games in town anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm with you on that, Robert. We need something different.
You know, I think the answer. Yeah, you're right. We can't keep throwing money at this problem because money's not going to solve it. It's going to take ideas like some people would think, well, Nick, that's kind of no, that's outside the box, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't have truth in it and things that you're saying, Robert. So thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, as long as I got you on the phone real quick, check the website of the Good News Rescue Mission. They have some sort of upcoming homeless seminar. It's like open to the general public. And I believe they said the topic was going to be mental health. And like I said, I think it's going to be in August, but I'd say check the website first to be sure.
Yeah, we're going to try and get Jonathan on so we can talk
about
that.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Robert.
All right. Sounds good.
Speaking
Thanks.
Of the only game in town, right?
So. Yeah, it is the only game in town.
So I do have some, I don't know how
we got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. So U.S. Chamber of Commerce comes out with their jobs report, and I just received this one yesterday, and it talks about how employers may be pulling back on hiring in anticipation of a slowing economy. But the labor market remains tight. Job openings were 9.8 million at the end of May, 496,000 fewer than their April level. So why it matters is that employers still face a shortage, a serious worker shortage. There were 3.7 million more job openings than there were unemployed workers. When you look at it by the numbers, though, the increases in job openings were mostly in the public sector, and then the decreases in job openings were mostly in the private sector. So I find that telling as far as what we're seeing the Fed do with interest rates and the slowdown that we're seeing right now overall nationally. When I look at the chart, they have two lines that are diverted from each other. They crossed during COVID, and it was wider as far as the number of available jobs to people actually seeking work than it is today. So that's starting to narrow, but it's still a significant gap. And for us, we know that workforce issues are going to remain probably from an economic standpoint, the challenge of my generation in working, certainly at the chamber, will be this workforce challenge. One thing that I'll say that we're excited about is I had a great meeting with the Smart Workforce Center, the Shasta County Office of Education, Shasta College, and the Chamber. We got together and we're working toward a 2024 summer internship program where we place high school students into meaningful career opportunities. And for me, the thing is it's not just getting on the job and finding out if you like working in that place or not. It's also having them take a career assessment where they're able to decide or figure out what within them makes them tick and what are they innately probably skilled at doing, and then making those positive connections with local employers that could be their future here in Shasta County. So anyway, we're excited about that piece. But it's the workforce challenges are going to remain for us because we're not replacing ourselves as human beings in this country, and we're relying on people from other shores to come into the United States and keep our economy growing.
Well, that's essentially it. Is we're not reproducing like we used to. Italy, I think a decade ago, lost that battle. In other words, you know, as far as having being able to replace
themselves. I've heard it's even worse in places like China, right? So
in Japan,
Japan.
Japan, they're not marrying, and in China because they went through that where they would.
And we're here.
You could get rid
African
of girl children.
That
yeah,
are doing good, better.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
They had the thing where they, if you were going to have a female,
terrible.
They would abort them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now they're paying, they're reaping the whirlwind on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jake, thanks as usual for coming in here, and we talked about a lot of great things, good things.
Yeah.
And tonight, let me remind everybody, the city is having their general plan info meeting, and it's going to be start at 5:15. It's going to be